We have felt that is necessary because the situation there is not easy to manage. There are a lot of guns in the hands of people who are not entitled to them. And in such a situation, even when we make efforts for peace, conversation, trying to engage communities, they don't come forward to tell us the truth. People are scared. People are afraid. And then those who hold the guns use them as they want. They can shoot anything. They can destroy communities and make people suffer. So I think principally the president has to come up and take the responsibility for Tomra and put it in the right direction.
The other question people are asking is, where is Father Luca Yugwe?
That is my question, not people asking, really. That is my question. Because my priests had been assigned to Nigeria, and he was on his way from Nigeria to Tomra. We missed to reach him. We didn't get him until now. And we are asking the authority and the people in the area, where is my priest? And it's now going to 13, 14 days. We have not heard anything of him. And nobody has come to tell me somebody is holding him and they need this from me, or they've seen him dead and the body is found here. And there is a total silence, and I'm really very annoyed and very upset with my government, which is the first to provide protection for the people.
Have you made your concerns, your frustrations, your anger to the governor?
He has my letter and also efforts to messages to him through different ways, and I've been trying to meet him on this regard. I've not been able to meet him face to face. My concern is the president. I'm really focusing only on the president, because he is the one who is in charge of the country, and if he's appointing people, he should know who takes care of the people. And in a situation such as this, I need to see him very much active to make sure that no life is useless. Every human life counts.
Talking about caring for citizens, I am reliably informed that a lot of people who have lost hope in the National Army to protect them have camped in church compounds or in a church compound in Tomra County. Others have gone to the compounds of the UN mission in South Sudan. Could you bring us up to speed on the situation of these people? Who is feeding them? Where do they get their food from?
John, this is a very desperate situation. You know, this is just the beginning of the rainy season here. So with this conflict, everybody, people have left their homes. They are here in the parishes in Tomra, and then in the UN compound and the women's center. And these people cannot leave their compound to go anywhere to get any food. And so the little food that people try to get to them is not enough. Actually, people are starving. Even the level of diseases and sicknesses all rising up. And I don't even hear that the government has organized a support for these people. And those are the people who make you great, because there is a working force and there is a human potential with your nation. So it's an upsetting thing.
Do you know who is behind this? I'm sure. I mean, you just told me that Father Luke disappeared in a territory under IO. But what about the other villages where people are fleeing? Who is chasing them?
Now, John, if even asking this question itself, really, for me, it's not proper, because we are in a country, and a country with a leadership which must know how this country is, or I mean the citizens, how they stay. And if we have the IO there, where are they operating? Where are their camps? And if they are not the one, then who is shooting and running within the areas which they control? To me, it is a failure of a government where your citizens are being killed and you don't know who's killing them. It means there's no government in that area. And that's why I'm addressing my question to President Salva Kiir, that Tomra, if it belongs to the Republic of South Sudan, then it needs a state of emergency so that it can establish and know who's the one killing his citizens.